The Imitation of Christ, Chapter 10. Avoiding Idle Talk. Shun the gossip of men as much as possible, for discussion of worldly affairs, even though sincere, is a great distraction, inasmuch as we are quickly ensnared and captivated by vanity. Many a time I wish that I had held my peace and had not associated with men. Why indeed do we converse and gossip among ourselves when we so seldom part without a troubled conscience? We do so because we seek comfort from one another's conversation and wish to ease the mind wearied by diverse thoughts. Hence, we talk and think quite fondly of things we like very much, or of things we dislike intensely. But, sad to say, we often talk vainly and to no purpose, for this external pleasure effectively bars inward and divine consolation. Therefore, we must watch and pray, lest time pass idly. When the right and opportune moment comes for speaking, say something that will edify. Bad habits and indifference to spiritual progress do much to remove the guard from the tongue. Devout conversation on spiritual matters, on the contrary, is a great aid to spiritual progress, especially when persons of the same mind and spirit associate together in God.